I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Thursday, the 62 television stations owned by Sinclair Broadcasting Group are scheduled to air a film about Senator Kerry's anti-war record. In the film, former prisoners of war accuse him of prolonging their captivity by speaking out against U.S. military actions in Vietnam after he came back from that war. The Kerry campaign says this film is an unpaid political attack ad. The candidate is asking for equal time. Sinclair's decision to broadcast the film, which they call a documentary, is apparently costing the TV company advertisers. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us from Washington. John, advertisers are squeamish about buying time on Sinclair stations now?
Yeah, some are. Several companies said that they don't want to be affiliated with any political controversy. Some say they're uncomfortable with the appearance that the Sinclair network is presenting an unbalanced view of the campaign masquerading as news. The group that's opposing the broadcast of this film, which is called Stolen Honor, say 60 advertisers have pulled ads, including a chain of auto dealers in Maine and a law firm.
So is this an organized campaign against Sinclair?
Absolutely. First, more than 100 Democrats in Congress are asking for regulators at the Federal Communications Commission, the Federal Election Commission, even the Justice Department to investigate whether this violates equal time or fairness obligations for broadcasters. Plus, there's this coalition of consumer groups and media watchdogs. They've put together a website with a list of Sinclair's advertisers. The biggest ones include Arby's, Circuit City, Iams Pet Food. This group is urging a boycott to let companies know that they disagree with Sinclair's decision to run the film. This coalition's members include Media for Democracy, the Media Access Project, and Common Cause. The president of Common Cause, Shelley Pingree, says one discount retail store that pulled its advertising said the company didn't want to look like it was taking a political side by having ads appear on Sinclair stations.
So that's an advertiser that was feeling the heat from the consumers and basically said, look, you know, keep us away from this. And I've seen some national advertisers saying the same thing, that they want media outlets to cover the news, not be the news. And already people are seeing it reflected in the Sinclair stock price. So I think those are the things that occasionally make the owners sit up and take notice. And it's one way for consumers to have a voice in what there's going on here.
She mentions the stock price. What has happened, John, and what does Sinclair have to say?
It's dropped about 15% since the controversy began a couple weeks back. Sinclair never returns my phone calls, but one of their commentators told the Washington Post that it's their First Amendment right to air this anti-Kerry film. So coming up later on Marketplace, we'll be starting our special campaign coverage, Ballot Bucks 2004, taking a look at the issue of health care.
Ballot Bucks. All right, we'll wait for that. Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.